Today's Amud is Yivamas Peyam Abayis. We're holding on Peyam and Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Amar Bevayu. Just as the Gemara Amar Bevayu, Simani Sres Va'ailanas, when it comes to a man who shows Simani Sres, or a woman who shows Simani Ailanas, Uben Shmaina, and also when it comes to a child who's born after an 8th month pregnancy, so Bizman Chazal, a person could be born in a 7th month pregnancy, in a 9th month pregnancy, but there was no such thing as a child who goes on to be healthy by an 8 month pregnancy. A child who's born after an 8 month pregnancy would not go on to live. However, there are times where a child might be physically born after an 8 month pregnancy and he goes on to live, and the pshat is that really it's not an 8 month pregnancy. Really it was a 7 month pregnancy. Really he was fully developed already after 7 months. It's just that he stuck around in the mother for an extra few weeks, whatever it was. He stuck around in the mother for some extra time, and he only came out into the world after 8 months. But really, it was a 7th month pregnancy, that it was at that point that he was fully developed. So if you have a ben shmaina, if you have an 8 month pregnancy, a baby who was born after an 8 month pregnancy, but he shows signs that really he is a ben kayama, which means that really it's a 7th month pregnancy that he just stuck around for longer, the halacha is that in all of these cases, ein oisin behen maisa ad shiyu ben esrim. We can't confirm the status of the person until he turns 20 years old. A man who shows siman esris, we're not going to verify, we're not going to confirm that he's esris until he's 20 years old. Same thing with an islandess, we're only confirmed that she's an islandess after she turns 20. And the same thing when it comes to the ben shmeina who shows signs that he's really a ben kayama, we're not going to confirm that he's a ben kayama until he turns 20 years old. Now says the Gemara, ben shmeina mikachaye, is there even such a thing as an eight month baby who actually goes on to live? But we learned in the Braisa that ben shmeina, if you have a baby that's born after 8 months, harehu ke'evan, the halacha is that on Shabbos he's treated like a rack. He's useless. He's not going to go on to live, and therefore he's muksa just like a rack. So it's aser to move him. It's not even considered a suffix. A baby who's born 8 months, he's for sure not going to live. It's not even considered a suffix. His mother is able to bend over without moving the child. She's able to bend over to nurse him. Mibnei asakana, because of the sakana of the baby, whatever little bit he's going to live, and also sakana of the mother, Rashi says, because she needs to get rid of her milk or else it could be dangerous. So because of sakana, she's able to nurse him. But otherwise, we assume he's completely muksa. It's not even a suffix. He's not going to live. He's not going to live. So how could you tell me that there's such a thing as a ben shmeina when he's 20 years old? We could confirm his status. I thought a ben shmeina chadashim could never live. So says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayeskinan. This that we say that we wait until he's 20, meaning that it's possible for a ben shmein to live, is kishagamru simanav. It's when he finishes, he has simanim that show that he's going to live. If he has simanim that show that he's going to live, so then in Echanami, so then things are different. Things are different, but Afalpikin, we're still gonna have to wait until he turns 20 years old, and it's only at that point that we can confirm that he's a ben kayama. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that there's this concept of having simanim, and that really he's a 7th month baby, and he's gonna live. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Ezu ben shmeina, who's considered a ben shmeina that he's not gonna live? Kol shaloi kalu loi chadashav. As long as he didn't finish his 9th month, so then even if he's into his 9th month, that's called an 8 month pregnancy, and the child will not live. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. Whereas Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi Schoelik, Rabbi says that no, simanin mechichin alav. There is such a thing as simanim. He's only considered a ben shmeina if he has simanim that he's underdeveloped, that he's not fully developed. What are the simanim? Sa'aroi v'tziparnav shaloi gamru. It's when his nails and his hair are not fully developed. But taima d'loi gamru. You see from Rabbi, it's only because he has these simanim that show that he's on the bar kayama, because he has these things that are not fully developed. Ha gamru, but if he shows that he's fully developed, so then amrina, then we assume, or we say, that hai bar that really it was a 7th month pregnancy and he was fully developed already after 7 months, just he stuck around in the mother for a little bit longer. But still, you see that it is possible for, like Rebbe says, it's possible for a baby to stick around in the mother a little bit longer, and therefore, even if a baby is born a ben shmeina, there is a concept of him showing signs that he's really a bar kayama. Just we had the Gemara on the bottom of Avaman Aleph, which said that we wait until he's 20, even though he has these simanim that seem to indicate that really it's a 7th month pregnancy, that it was just ishtahuye hud ishtaye. Still, we wait until he's 20 years old. It all comes from the shita of Rebbe that simanim meichichin alav. Now says the Gemara that Elahada Avid Rav Tosfa. We know a story with Rav Tosfa. That was Rav Tosfa was Avad Uvda. He passed in a case. Beisha Shahalav Baylul Medina Sayyam. It was a story. Let's say a man and woman just got married and they lived in Chutz Laretz. So the man went to spend a year learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see the Gemara's in Kedushin. There was such a practice like this. So they got married, and now the man went to Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah. So Beisha Shahalach Baila Medina Sayyam. The woman's husband went to Medina Sayyam. He went to Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah. Vehishtaye Atreser Yarche Shasa. And he was there for a full year. He was there in Eretz Yisrael learning Torah for a full year before he ever came back. And when he comes back, he sees his wife right then and there has a baby 12 months later. It looks very suspicious. How is it possible that she has a baby 12 months later? The only time they were together was 12 months ago. If the baby is his, so then the baby should have been born 3 months ago. Maybe you'll tell me it's overdue 2 months ago. But a baby that's born a year later, how is that possible? It so must be that she was mizana. Yet, va'achshere, Rava Tosfa was machshere the baby. He did not consider the baby to be a mamzer, and he didn't suspect that the wife was mizana. He was machshere with the assumption that the father is the husband. How is it possible that she went 12 months? It must be, keman karebi, damer mishtah. It must be he was going like red, who says that it's possible, this idea that a baby could stay in his mother's stomach. But the problem is that why would Rabbi Tosfa paskin like Rebbe against the Tanakhama, against the Chachamim, against the Rabbim? Why would he go like a Shitas Yachid, like the Shita of Rebbe? So the Gemara is saying it as a story, but the Gemara is asking it as a kasha that Elahad Avid Rava Tosfa Uvda, this that Rava Tosfa did this, gave this psak, it seems like he's going like Rebbe, that there's this idea of a baby sticking around in the mother's stomach. That seems to be a Shitas Yachid, a Shitas Rebbe. Why would Rava Tosfa go like Rebbe? So says the Gemara, because it's not really a Shitas Yachid. We find another Shita, another Tanu who says like this, Kema Di'ikar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel da Amar Mishtai. Since we find that there's also Rav Shimon ben Gamliel who says this concept of Mishtai, so Karabim Avad, really Rav Tosfa was passing like a rabbit, and he was passing like Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that this is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Shita, this idea of Mishtah, because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer, Kol Sheshaha Shleishim Yoyim Ba'adam Einay Neifel. That even if you have a baby that's born, a Ben Ches, he's a Ben Shmeina, once he's alive for 30 days, so then we say he's not a Neifel anymore. Even if he's a Ben Shmeina, once he's alive for 30 days, he's not an Eifel. If he was a Ben Shemayna, so he says he's an Eifel. Alamai must be, because we assume Ishtahu Yehud Ishtai, we will assume that maybe he stuck around in the mother's stomach and that's why he was born as a Ben Shemayna, but really he's not a Ben Shemayna, because once he lives 30 days, that's the Simen, that's the Raya, that the child's not an Eifel, and it must be Ishtahu Yehud Ishtah. So you see also that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds of this concept, Memele Rav Tosfa was not paskening like a Shitas Yachid. Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa, Ezehu Sris Chama. Who's considered a Sris Chama? What's a Sris Chama? Someone who's born, unable to have children. What are the details that are needed? Kol Shu Ben Esrim V'loi Hevi Shtei Sayres. The halacha is that a person is considered a Sris Chama only once he reaches 20 years of age and he still doesn't have 2 Sayres. V'afilu Hevi L'achar Mikan. Even if he brings Sayres later, it doesn't matter. Harei U'kasris L'chol Dvarav. He's treated 100% like a sris, as long as he also has other simanim of a sris, as long as he has other simanim. Otherwise, the Gemara Nida says that if he doesn't have simane sris, but he also mitzad sheni doesn't have shtei sayres, so then we wait until he was of arayv shneisa. Then we wait until he's 35 years old, and that's when we consider him a sris. But if he's 20 years old without shtei sayres and he has simane sris, so then already at 20 we could consider him a sris. Now ve'elu ein simanav. These are considered simane sris, that we could already consider him a sris at the age of 20. Kol she'ein la'izakein, if he doesn't have a full beard, we'll see later, maybe he can even have a few hairs, he could still be a sris, but if he doesn't have a full beard, so that's a semen of a sris. V'sa'aroi lakoi, and his hair is affected. It's thin, soft. Ubisari machlik, his flesh, his skin is very, very smooth. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Mishum, Rav Yehuda ben Yair, kol she'ein meimav mailin resichais. If his meraglayim doesn't bubble, doesn't get hot, so that's also a raya, that's also a sevin that he's a sres. V'yesh aimrim kol ha'meito mayim ve'eino yisei kippah. If he goes to the bathroom and it doesn't make a kippah, it doesn't go far away, so then that's also a siman of a sris. Another siman of a sris is that his zera is not daicha, which means Rashi says it's very clear, very watery. Some also say that a siman of a sris is that his meira glayim isn't machmitz. Rashi says it means if you leave it in a kli, it doesn't become putrid, it doesn't become smelly. That's also a raya of a sris. A siman of esrus. He takes a shower during the winter and he washes himself with hot water, yet his flesh doesn't let any steam out. It's if his voice is affected, it's not very masculine, it's not clear if he's a man or a woman from his voice, that's also a siman of esrus. The Azihi Islandus, what's an Islandus? So that's the same idea, but by a female, Koshi Bas Esther and Vlea Vishte Cyrus, if she's 20 years old, and also she doesn't have Shte Cyrus. Even if she has the Cyrus afterwards, as long as she doesn't bring Shte Cyrus by the age of 20 and she has Simone Islandus, Harehika Islandus Achodivareha, so she'll be considered an Islandus for everything. The Eluain Simaneha, the following is considered Simone Islandus, Koshe Inla Dadim, if she doesn't have Dadim, Miskasha Bachash Tashmish, Tashmish is painful for her. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aimer Kol She'ein La Shipulei Me'ayim Kenashim. Women generally have a certain shape by their Malkim Erva. If she doesn't have that, so that's also a siman. Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, Aimer Kol She'kayla Ava, that she has a very deep voice. Ve'ena Nikeres Ben Isha Li'ish. It's hard to tell. You can't tell if she's a woman or a man from her voice. That's also a siman of an Islandus. Now we mentioned many different simanim of a sris and an Islandus. So says the Gemara that Itmar Siman Isris Rafuna Amar Ad Shiyuhu Kulan. The only way a person is considered that he has simani sres, simani islandus, is if he has all of the simanim. He has to have all of the simanim, and then he's considered a sres. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says that afilu be'echad mehen, even if he just has one simen, that's enough. That simana milsehi, even just one simen, that's enough that we'll consider him a sres if he's 20 years old without shtei cyrus. Now, heicha dehevi shtei cyrus bezakein kuli amulei pligid adshu kula. Now, everybody agrees that when he has shtei cyrus on his beard, even though it's not full, once he has shtei cyrus on his beard, so then the only way will be machzik him as a sres is if he has all of the other simanim. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who normally holds that a sres can be made into a sres with just one simen, that's menastam. But if he shows signs of not being a sres, he has two beard hairs, so then even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that he needs to have all of the simanim. Elohada amar lu rabu baravu le rabbanan. So ask the Gemara now. So that's the machlokes. So we have a machlokes Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says that heicha that the person has two beard hairs. So then everybody agrees to Rav Huna that they need to have all the simanim. Now ask the Gemara a question. Elohada amar luhu rabu baravu le rabbanan. That which Rabbi Baravu said to the rabbanan. He said to them, Ainu Beber Rav Nachman, I want you to go check out Rav Nachman. When he goes to take a shower, I want you to go check him out. Ibisari ma'ale hevel. If his flesh emits steam, so then Isav le bras. I want him to marry my daughter. But it sounds like he had some suspicions about Rav Nachman that maybe he was a sris. It seems like he had other simanim. He needed to confirm about this one last simon. Go check for me if he has steam which comes out from his basar when he takes a shower during the winter. So now ask the Gemara, Kamank Rav Huna. It comes out that when Rabbi Baravu sent the Rabbanan to check him out, he was going like Rav Huna, meaning normally we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav Huna. This over here, it sounds like he was paskin like Rav Huna. It sounds like this person, it sounds like Rav Nachman already had other simanim of being a sres, and then Rabbi Baravu sent to check him out if he also has this last simon, meaning he was only going to consider him as Sris if he showed all of the simanim. That's Rav Huna Shita, that you need all the simanim. If Rav Nachman anyways already had one simen, according to Rav Yechonan, that already makes him into a Sris. So why did he need to check out this one last one if he saw that he had a voice that was very high pitched? He sounded like a woman. So then that itself makes him into a Sris when he's 20 years old and doesn't have Shtei Sires. Why does he care to check out this other thing about Besaru Ma'ale Hevel? So it sounds like he's going like Rav Huna. The cash on that is that why would he pass like Rav Huna over Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Gemara, Loi, Rav Nachman Sike Dikna Havile. That no, Avado Rabbi Baravua was not passing like Rav Huna, he was going like Rabbi Yochanan. But we mentioned before that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that when the person has two beard hairs, so then even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that he needs to have all the Siman Yisres in order to make him into a Sres. And Rav Nachman was that guy, he was that exception. Sike Zik Dikna, he had a small amount of beard hairs, Havile, he had to him, and therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that he needs all the simanim, which is why Rabbi Baravua sent the Rabbana to check out if his basar is Malahevel, because he would only consider him a stress if he had all the simanim. Without all the simanim, he wouldn't be considered a stress, and then he wanted to marry off his daughter to Rav Nachman.